The minority in principle is not against any registration process to capture Ghanaians across the length and breadth of our country. There are, however, a lot of issues that demand or require some clarification. For the last 3 weeks running, the NIA has been scheduled to appear before Parliament to give us briefings and then also to answer some questions by MPs. Week in, week out, they have had, you know, some excuses or the other, and those meetings have been rescheduled. Even last week on Friday, I had to raise the issue on the floor again as to the need to have them appear before the House and answer lingering questions that are on the minds of many Ghanaians. Now, one of the things that we are worried about is the requirement for registration. They've indicated that one could be registered with a passport or with a birth certificate. You would know that people who were born in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and even 80s have birth certificates that are not recognized today, and they are required to do new birth certificates. And a lot of these people live in rural Ghana. If you ask them to do new birth certificates, they'll be required to pay monies. These are not monies that they have to pay. Secondly, we have 23 million Ghanaians who have voter ID cards. And we are insisting that indeed, voter ID cards should be one of the requirements for registration. Secondly, we have issue with due process. I mean, clearly there are procurement breaches, and we require for the NIA to appear and actually answer questions over our concerns. And indeed, we are insisting on them appearing because our constituents are asking questions.
But if the minority decide to boycott, the NIA can go ahead and register the majority members in Parliament and move ahead with the exercise.
We would use every legal means at our disposal to register the concerns of the ordinary people of Ghana. And don't forget, we are not here by ourselves. We are representing ordinary Ghanaians.
MP for Kumbungu, Ras Mubarak, talking to Felix Kofi.